Milo Custom Jewelers.
Milo, where have you been?
Good. Working.
¿Cómo está? Good.
Working.
Working?
We'll try.
If it weren't for all these vendors calling you, you'd get more done.
Right.
You know, what's going on? What's good?
Nothing, Jared.
I haven't sent you a diamond in like 2 weeks.
No, last week, no.
I don't think so.
I know. Yes, it's been slow. Well, I'm busy with a lot of customs.
Yeah.
Most like we reusing the
Centerstone?
Bands.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
there's
now
been
you're reusing the customers.
Customers' diamonds?
Diamonds. Mm-hmm.
The bane of my existence. The over-the-counter purchase. Don't you tell them that they're haunted? Don't reuse family diamonds. They're haunted. You get new diamonds. Get new diamonds. Yeah. You don't want grandma's ghost hanging over you.
Right.
You know? But
I know this morning I got this customer that like got a like one of those antique rings. So tiny. The diamond is like 20 pointers, 25 points. And she wanted like see how can make the diamond to look bigger if we added like a halo.
Right. Yeah, you put a melee halo.
Touching, but they say without touching the integrity of the ring. I'm like, how?
What? Right. Yeah. No, I have to destroy the ring to make that happen.
To create the halo around.
Right.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You could use the same gold, but
oh, because that was heirloom from her fiancé they want to use. They give it to her, and she don't want to, what she say? Dishonor or something like that.
She don't want to I understand what you're trying to say. Yeah, it's
like, oh, my God. I'm like, stupid ring. Just wear it as a ring, as a gift.
Right. Right.
And get a new ring.
Right.
Anyways, yeah.
You can
and
use it as a stack
got
of
another
holes,
ring
right?
With these diamonds, like brown diamonds. Now, like, oh, I want to see if you can use these diamonds. Because she want to make, like, a wrap. So she decided to put it, like, two bands and make it, like, a wrap. So it's going to look bigger. Well, I'm like, yeah, but now it's two different rings. Well, it's going to be three rings.
Yeah.
If we do one band on each side.
Okay.
I'm just like, oh, God.
Right. It I don't envy you. I mean, I don't know if it's in the air or something, but there's been a lot of difficult clients lately that I've been talking to a lot of my jewelers, and they've been, you know, people shopping, online shopping, they're cert shopping. You know, they come in, they see diamonds, they ask for copies of the cert, and then go shop online. Now, I've had success with a lot of my stores that are just not offering it. They're like, listen, we don't offer copies of the certs until a diamond is purchased, which, if delivered correctly, I think is the right answer. I think sometimes it looks like you're trying to hide something, but you're not. And the problem is, like, I've got two situations. One, on a rather large diamond, a 350, that, you know, she showed $100,000 in goods just for the customer to go, well, I can find it cheaper online. And it's like, well, you can't, actually. You can find something that is called the same, but it's not the same. And it's you couldn't be farther from it. Like, it's just, the pricing on Blue Nile is such a bait and switch. You know, if the cheap one that you're looking for is even available, but on top of that, it's a garbage stone. Like, I was looking at diamonds, and the end consumer doesn't know what they're looking at, you know? But I just don't think it's fair that they come in, put you guys through the ringer, and then go, oh, I'll just go buy online. It's like, whoa. Like, just spent $200 shipping diamonds for you to look at, you know?
Yeah.
But it's the plight.
It's frustrated.
Yeah, but we'll get
what
through
about,
it.
What about, actually, day before yesterday, this guy, he owned, like, an antique store here in Kenosha. And he called and see if I can do, like, an appraisal for him. And I'm like, no, I don't do appraisals like that. I can tell you, like, the value of the stone or the ring. So when he show up, he's like, oh, I'm the owner of the antique store that I worked with him before in the ring, replacing an invisible stone.
Oh, visible setting?
The invisible setting. One
oh,
stone.
The worst.
He sold the ring and blah, blah, blah. Okay, he sold the ring to one of his customers, and I replaced the stone.
Yeah.
So after that, the customer was having issues with the stone and with other stones, you know, those invisible settings.
Yeah, they lose diamonds like crazy.
Yeah, but that was like big stones. So anyways, so now he was calling and saying, like, oh, my customer. I'm like, well, that was your deal, you and him. Doesn't have to do anything with me. I replaced one of the stones.
Right.
Now you want to, like, blame it on me or told your customer to... that's my fault, whatever. I don't know what he wants, you know, like,
right.
Oh, see if I can replace it. I'm like, no, I'm going to charge you again for a new diamond, whatever they need.
Right, whatever fell out, right.
Yeah, and I hate that guy. So anyways, now he's coming, I think, since that. He don't want to, like, show up and say that, oh, when he called, he don't want to say that was him. So I don't know who was when he called, and he's like, oh, can I bring it in now? I'm like, yeah, just step in and I can help you to let you know if it's a real diamond and the value of the diamond, but I'm not going to do an appraisal.
Right.
So he wanted write an appraisal to cover up his back, basically, because now he got a customer. This is a diamond, like 3 carat, probably about 3 carat. But I got it like a big, big chip underneath. So they start from the griddle, and it goes all the way to the bottom, to the cullet.
No.
Yeah, cullet. It's not like, oh, yeah, it can be recut, you know? Like you're going to...
Yeah, but it's going to be way smaller.
Yeah, it's going to be way smaller. So he said he got a customer already interested, but he don't want to lie to the guy, or the guy's going to find out the diamond is cheap.
Right. Well, that's the whole point. Again, you're buying a broken diamond. Like, is it still pretty?
Yeah.
It could be still pretty, but, like, you got to disclose that, you know?
So the thing is that he want to see if I can write around something. And I'm like, no, I don't do that, man. I'm like, that's something that you can do. Anybody can write it out. Go to Rice and I'm going to charge you $500 and they make an appraisal.
Right.
That's what I was saying. But anyways, his question is like how we can get the price for that.
Well,
for
damage, it's going to be way less. You know what I mean? Like, I can give you what it would be if it weren't damaged, if you gave me an accurate grading on it. But, like, you know.
Yeah, but that was like 3 carat probably. But I got, like, a big, big chip. But the thing is, the diamond is set on bezel set.
Oh. Well, so, I mean,
that's
like, yeah, hides it well.
Kind of cover it, yeah.
No, you definitely have to disclose that. You're like, listen, here's a 3-carat. It looks great. It is damaged. It's stable, but it is damaged. You can't see it because it's set in a bezel. But if anyone took this out of this bezel, you know, it's going to show that it was damaged, so
yeah,
you know, it's just,
but,
I don't know.
Yeah, but like how much it lose the value in the diamond?
Oh, it's shit.
Quality
time.
Is
it's,
not
it's,
that good.
Right, it'd be impossible to even really tell because, you
know,
really.
Yeah, but really, what I was told the guy, he's like, oh, like how much you sell something like this in your shop? I'm like, no, first of all,
you don't sell damaged diamonds.
Yeah.
You don't sell
like,
broken diamonds.
We don't sell broken, right? So
right.
I told him, like, no. So I told him, you know what, sorry, I cannot. Maybe you call it like a diamond dealer or something and ask that because that's the first time they see something like this. So,
well, you'd have
to
unmount it,
that.
First of all. Couldn't do anything with it mounted for a proper offer from us. But, like, it's not even worth it to know that it's damaged. And, again, you're right. He was trying to bring you into the fold and say, well, Milo said it's worth X, Y, and Z, so you should, you know, be fine with the purchase. No, it.
Yeah.
And then they. And
well,
then
he wanted to write something and put in a paper, and I'm like, no, I don't do that. Like, that doesn't matter if you pay me, whatever. I'm not going to do that.
Right. Yeah. Not worth it. not worth the headache.
Yep. No, so I'm like, at this point, like, it's worth nothing because it's a broken diamond, but obviously it's worth something at the same time, but I don't know exactly how much. And he don't want to tell me how much he's going to sell it. That was a big ring.
Yeah, 3 carats. But like,
yeah, 3 carats, and it got more diamonds on the side. So it's a huge ring, basically. It's a huge ring with more stones and all that.
But
so
you said that it's...
He don't tell me how much he's going to sell it or how much he paid for it. Because obviously he bought it for cheap. He owns the antique store, you know? And
yeah.
He want to resell it now.
Well, sell it.
Yep.
Is it damaged diamond? The only thing that you could do... And you said it's not even good quality, right?
Yeah.
Like it looks included, like it's not high
quality.
Oh,
yeah, that was included bad. That, yeah. Like I want.
Probably why it broke.
Like J color.
Yeah. Well.
Lower than J, maybe like M color.
But like, send it to get recut. But again, it's not what he wants to do. Just disclose the fact that it's broken and move on with your life. But he's trying to make his problem your problem.
Yeah.
But. Well, cool. No lab-grown needs? Nothing like that?
Not at the moment, Garrett. We're still waiting for customers to give us the go-ahead and some to come in and check it out, what we're going to do.
Well, let me know. It's
yep.
Been busy.
And,
but
and can you send me my...
Statement?
What is it? My payment, so I can send you my balance. Because last time I was supposed to pay you everything, and I only sent... Like
that's okay. Oh, and you got your bank all squared away, right?
Huh?
And you got your bank all squared away, so that's one less headache.
Oh, yeah, now we figured out that.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, good customer here, there, but
go ahead.
Yeah,
go
when you have a chance, you send me that.
The statement.
The statement, and I can shoot you a check.
Yeah.
Oh, email the check, and we'll talk to you later. Are you going
good.
To Vegas, Garrett?
I'm not. Are
to
you?
The show? No, you know I never go to.
Well, I know, but you asked, so I figured maybe you're going. But
no,
we will be there, but I am staying
not
back
you.
To man the fort.
Okay.
So I'll be here, but anyway,
right,
go help your customer. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, whatever, come on, we'll keep you call.
Thanks,
thank you.
All right,
okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.